Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are now back, ladies and gentlemen, into the third hour, and we're going to be taking your calls and getting into a ton of news and playing a clip of Luke Radowski and others confronting Giuliani in New York today, and we were going to get the video because InfoWars reporters got it, but other people shot the incident happening, and local ABC and NBC, I'm now told, covered it. Now it's on the Drudge Report everywhere else. Big articles going up on PrisonPlanet.com. Get it to the Four Winds. Let's go ahead and take a call from Destra, I believe is how you pronounce it, in Missouri. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Destry.
Oh, Destry, okay.
How you doing?
Good.
God bless Ron Paul.
Yes.
Little bit of information here. You may have already got wind of this. I had a gal from Aflac Assurance Company come in and visit me, and we got in a discussion on 911. This might be a little bit off topic, but she had just started working for Aflac, and she... One of the reasons she went to work for Aflac, I guess the human resources gal who had interviewed her or whatever, had bragged about how Aflac had paid every first and last claim of any world of any 9/11 victim. Okay? If you look in Aflac's laws that of what is not covered, they do not cover, and it's stated right there in their contract, any... it says, being exposed to war or any act of war, declared or undeclared, they will not cover. So, Aflac is considering 9/11 victims not an act of war. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, yeah. In fact, most insurance policies say acts of terror, war, or natural disaster. Or they'll say, oh, we cover water damage for your hurricane. You know, they'll trick you. They'll say, would you like... hurricane water damage? You go, oh, hurricane water damage. It's called hurricane water damage. There's only water. Well, something like 95% of the damage is wind. See, I mean, the really destructive stuff, I mean, stuff will get flooded, but stuff that knocks houses over or knocks things into houses, the really bad damage is the wind, so they don't cover that, but they trick you. It's all about tricks. Everything's about scams and lies.
Weird about it is the Aflac, they will not cover acts of war, but they covered every single last claim of a 9/11 victim.
Well, that's because politically that would have been way too unpopular. Plus, the federal government ended up bailing out a lot of insurance companies, having supplemental funds, a lot of chicanery going on.
Sure. I just thought that was kind of odd.
By the way, I don't believe that. I don't believe they paid out everybody that put a claim in.
Check into it. The gal I talked to said she's got that from a pretty good source, and she wouldn't reveal to me any names.
Well, because the insurance company says so?
I'm sorry?
Because the insurance company says so?
Right. Well, I know. I understand what you're saying.
I mean, no. I just talked to a lot of 9/11 victims and their families who ended up being told, sign this contract waiving all your rights or you get nothing. And some of them have gotten nothing.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I understand. Even with Aflac. Okay. All right, I just thought it was kind of...
No, I don't know about Aflac. You may be right, sir.
Yeah, that's
There's
right.
There's an Aflac. They got the duck. That's their symbol.
Yeah, Aflac is just a supplemental assurance, not an insurance company. They're just a supplemental assurance company. Yeah, and they're the ones with the duck. That's correct. So check into it. Check with some of your resources and check it out because
that
it's kind of odd.
Untrustworthy quacker. All right, I'll quit being stupid. Thank you, sir. That is an interesting lead. We'll look into that. All right, we're going to break and come back and go to... Carlos and Robert and Tim and everybody else. Toll-free number to join us. Actually, good idea to give the number out. 1-800-259-9231. I get excited with the news of David Rockefeller being confronted face-to-face about 9/11 in the New World Order. I get really excited about it happening to Giuliani. I get really excited about it happening to Al Gore and Mr. Edwards. And it happening inside the Council on Foreign Relations. Oh, I mean, that's my drug. Just beating these people, and I'm high as a kite.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to your calls in just a moment, then I'll tell you about the big breaking news in New York with the InfoWars team led by Luke Radowski confronting Rudolph Giuliani. This is just fabulous, fabulous news. And that is coming up. Before I go any further, my friends, the FDA and Big Pharma are conspiring to deprive you of nutrition. Everybody knows that. Energy and good health you are entitled to. Are they concerned about the stress and anxiety levels in your life? You bet they are, because the more you have, the sicker you will be, and the more drugs they can sell you. You can change this and improve your nutrition with Innerfood, the best all-natural organic supplier of food on the market to give you the nutritional boost you need to keep you energetic, focused, and healthy all day, every day. Do your body a favor and give them a call at 1-866-762-9238 or visit them on the web at innerfood.com, or again that number, 866-762-9238. Innerfood, E-N-E-R-Food.com, where there's banners up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and it is great stuff. We're just looking around for my New York news articles with Giuliani being confronted. Here it is. WNBC, Giuliani confronted a New York fundraiser. A radical group at a Bronx fundraiser confronted Rudolph Giuliani. That's the team, and they had InfoWars.com press passes. Why didn't they say that? Because NBC doesn't want people to learn the name of the media outlet, so they can't find out. It's up to you to go get the story that we have up on PrisonPlanet.com right now so that people can learn more about InfoWars.com and the auxiliary organization, WeAreChange.org. Don't let them get away with this and just spin it their way. Mr. Giuliani was extremely polite, telling the young woman that she was wrong, that he never said what she claimed. You're going to get caught with this, Giuliani, because you're on record 2 weeks ago saying that you were told Tower 1 and 2 were going to come down, and on 9/11 to Peter Jennings. Oh, we've got you, and it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Expose that liar. Okay, I said I'll get to it in a minute. Robert in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. Thanks for calling me on, having me on. I just, two things. Just wanted to let you and your listeners know, definitely, I've just been noticing a huge effect lately around here, just talking to security guards, people on the street. Everyone is just talking about, like, just 9/11. It's in the public dialogue now. I just really noticed that. I just wanted to mention that and just let you know you're having such a great effect.
Well, it's all of us together. I do not take credit for it. I am literally a very small part of this. Out of all the millions of units that make up 9/11 Truth, I'm a very small piece. Now, I am the biggest piece, but it's kind of like at the seashore and there's all this sand and shells. I'm like a big, big conch shell that washed up, but I'm definitely not the seashore.
Great, great, I understand. And just one more thing, one of my jobs has been to work at these business conferences, and I just did it's called the Homeland Security Technology Conference at the New York Palace Hotel, and I had to call in, I was absolutely outraged. These companies, they're not American companies. I mean, Laser Card Corporation bragging about how they have the RFIDs already for the new Z visas, and they have the contract. ID Solutions, another company, just bragging about how they have a new device that can read someone's retina from 30 feet away. I was just absolutely outraged. I had to call in and just let you know these companies.
Oh, yeah, when I was at UT, let me just tell you, 3 years ago, that's what most of the research was about long-distance passive eye scanners. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I just, anyone who thinks that, these businesses are for preserving Americans' rights or anything like that, they are not. I just wanted to...
Well, the globalists are experts at implementing things via money. So now all the big, many of the new scholarships are for tattling, spying, going through records. A&M, Austin, both of them here are like literally run by the CIA publicly now. They have generals and admirals and former NSA heads running it. They're just sucking all the money out, not even spending it on students. And then it's things like ITT Technical. You don't go there to learn, soldering or computers or programming or data management. You learn how to be a security guard or a cop. Look, man, if that's all it's going to be, it's just people in black uniforms with television worshiping them and them feeding on us.
Yeah.
I mean, what else did you see at this big technology thing you went to?
Oh, well, I've got, it's just my job to sit there and watch these people talk, and they were just so excited about all the new, stuff they have going on, and the investment bankers just eating it all up, and they'll all preface it always with, because of the war on terror, Osama bin Laden, and everyone will just kind of, just sort of chuckle a little bit. And then we'll go right into their business solutions and their surveillance.
That's right. I've been at some of these similar things, and they revel in the evil. Oh, it's for your freedom. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, no, I said go ahead. Tell us more about it.
Oh, well, I don't know how much more I can say about it. I mean, they're just, so excited about the new technology, incorporating DNA and RFID into all the new cards they're going to give everyone, and everyone's going to get them, and just all the stuff that you're saying is absolutely true. And, I just definitely wanted to let you know that.
You're probably making it up. The government's good.
Yeah.
Well, in England, this came out a few months ago, they'll just announce, it's time to come take your fingerprints, it's time to take a prick of blood, it's time to do this. Oh, it's a game, we're going to play secret agent. Nationwide they did it was illegal, not even a law. And in just a few months, they put a large percentage of the children in the country, because kids like to play games. It was all even, and they even had psychiatrists figure out how to pitch it to the poor little kids. Then the parents complain. And literally, they say, well, do you need us to kick your child out or come arrest you? Now it's just totally lawless. They have the Masonic groups nationwide getting their DNA and everything else in this, quote, chip program.
Yeah.
Using the well-meaning Masons at the low level to go out and do their evil works. We've got the national ID card they're pushing to stop the illegals, which is really the North American ID, in the official documents, while they deny all that on the national news. I mean, it is just... But in England now, and they're trying this in the U.S., if they stop you, they take DNA. If they stop you for speeding, they take DNA. But and I keep telling everybody this. If you're under 34 years of age, at birth, if you were born in a hospital, your blood is in a government database. Period. If you were born in New Zealand, Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, or the United States. Now, I've had congressmen on. I've read documents. It's been in the news a few times. Folks, they've been taking your blood illegally since 1973. Okay? I mean, that's how far gone. It has nothing to do with Bush and Clinton. They're puppets. There is a brainiac technocracy that is in control. They do whatever the hell they want, and they are totally wicked. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Robert. Anything else?
Could I just quickly just plug something I'm doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I've just been inspired by you and Loose Change and all these people to just write my own one-act play and finance it myself here in New York City. And information's available at questionsandwhat.com for that play.
Well, that's and thanks for calling up and running the gauntlet with me talking over you. That's exciting. Questions and what?
Yeah, questionsandwhat.com.
Fantastic. I'll check it out, my friend. Keep it up. And listen, if you want to write us a blurb, an article about what you saw at that technology conference, you can use the name Mark Twain if you wish, or use your real name. And I'd love to do that, Robert. Because there's a lot people can, in fact, listeners, we got a lot of smart listeners. We got people more eloquent, more genteel, more focused, more educated than I. Why don't you write articles for us, Robert? Others, you go to these things, you see these things, you know, you're probably, what, some writer? Sounds like you write for magazines or something. And so you went to cover this, you had to sit there and hear all this bull. And you're worried that if you put out a news article bashing all this, that they won't give you as many jobs. I've talked to a lot of reporters. Just use a fake name. It's called a pen name. I know you know that. But for the listeners that don't, I mean, I thought about writing stuff so radical that I can't even say it myself, but now I just do it, so I don't need to. You know, and using some type of pen name. I thought about using the pen name Spartacus, but then I realized that the Illuminati use that name. Literally, I was watching Spartacus on TV like 10, 12 years ago. I remember going, oh, that'd be a cool pen name, Spartacus. Then a few years later, I was reading about Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati, and that was his code name. I thought, that may not be the best name for me to use as a pen name. But hey, no need to use a pen name. My name's Alex Jones. I've had a lot of old friends go, hey, I'm booking a flight for you. Your name's really Alex Jones, right? Yeah, it's Alex Jones. My wife does have a pen name because early on she used to get threats and stuff when she was just my girlfriend. Some locals discovered it and thought that they had found the grail of wickedness. But then selectively didn't care if other locals had pen names. It was just very weird. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alice. I had to tell you how much fun I had yesterday at my local Memorial Day parade, walking around in my Ron Paul for President t-shirt. I went and I parked myself right at the end of the parade, and starting with the VFW Honor Guard and every unit after that was carrying a gold fringe flag, I handed out cards with the Title IV USC 3 provides that anything put on the Title IV USC 1-2 American flag, such as gold fringe, mutilates that flag and carries a one-year prison term. And, all the other corresponding numbers, and, you know, you could look that up in the Black's Law Dictionary if you don't believe it. And then right down the line.
For those who don't know, flags are flags for a reason. It comes out of heraldry, but on ships and in communication, flags are a communication. And when the federal and state government does different things with flags, that means a law has been enacted by Admiralty Fiat when they have a gold fringe flag. And people laugh at us for that. No, it's a fact. Gold fringe means America is conquered militarily. And that's why mayors call us civilians, governors call us civilians, and themselves authorities, officials under Admiralty governorship of the Bank of England. And it's an absolute fact, but of course they don't care.
Every single unit I hit, the Hitler Youth, the Sheriff's Department, the Fire Department, and the best...
Folks about the Hitler Youth. They've always got the Secure Corps sub-designates there. No, they're training them with machine guns, of course, but your children aren't supposed to have guns. Yeah, we're going to have to face them. You know it's coming. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
By the way, I have no idea what that music is. I'm not attacking it, but it somehow got my playlist, and I disavow it. Some kind of commie music. Being sarcastic, I need to be serious here. Too much is going on. I just get so excited hearing Rockefeller, Al Gore, John Edwards, Giuliani. Oh, CFR infiltrated Rockefeller's house. Oh, I mean, literally, folks, that is like Christmas and New Year's and the county fair all came at once. I mean, I am just, I'm having endorphin rushes right now. I mean, this is what I'm into. I'm into taking it to the New World Order, and I get even more excited about other people doing it. When I do it, it doesn't really get me excited. But just to see other people do it, I guess it's my only way I get to spectate. I'm not really a spectator in life, but I do get to spectate and see what others are doing in the fight against the New World Order. And that's the type of season tickets I want, let me just tell you, where it actually matters and isn't some transitory bull. You see, those instincts you have for getting excited about sports, those are misappropriated instincts that are for real warfare for your tribe, real defense of your people. That's why it feels good, but it's fake. It's a facsimile. It's a fraud. It is a shadow of the real thing. And again, men misappropriate their manliness today. You strut around with the roid muscles, bugging your eyes out, with tattoos head to toe, and you watch Ultimate Fighting, and you ride a Harley, and you strut around, and you ask little clerks at stores, you got a problem, punk. But a cop pulls you over, you grovel to him, because you're not a real man. You see? It's an image, a facsimile, and I'm not knocking you if you got big muscles and tattoos. My point is, you know the people I'm talking about. They're into being manly. Me, I'm not into being manly. I am into being nurturative and good and loving. And just a little secret to men out there, if you actually get into that area of your brain, if you actually get in contact with that, that's where the real strength lies. And I just want you to know that. I can't imagine what some of these men I see out here who aren't real men, who they would be if they had real fathers, who they would have been if their fathers had real fathers, if they hadn't been cowardly scum. See, cowardly scum tries to act like a man instead of being a man. And I want to tell all the despicable men of this country, you jellyfish, that you've let this country go to hell in a handbasket, and you've turned your face away from the face and the memory of your fathers. And you are a disgrace. And you should stop being a disgrace. You let your families fall apart. You let your women rule over you. You're pathetic. Let's go back to Tim in Ohio. So they had a bunch of Hitler youth out there, huh? The Veterans Parade, desecrating the memory of our veterans.
And the flag. And they all seemed like surprised when I showed them the information. But the best one, you know, and I was hitting everybody. I was hitting the sheriff's department, the police department, the fire department, anyone that was carrying that gold fringe flag. Not only did they get that card with that information on it, they got handed Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism. But the best one was a sergeant from the Young Marines. And I approached him very calmly, and I said, "Excuse me, sir, but with all due respect, would you please read this paragraph?" And at the end, I could see in his face that it was breaking. And then in front of all his young Marines, I asked him point blank, I mean, right in his face, "I thought the Marines' job was to defend the Constitution." And his whole body just crimped. It looked like he made a big Queen Elizabeth right in his shorts.
Really?
It was delicious.
Well, that's because a Marine officer knows what U.S. code is. I mean, you tell the average public what a U.S. code is, they don't know what you're talking about. They just laugh. They've been preconditioned. "Oh, he's telling me about laws. Ha, ha. You tried to tell cops about laws. Ha, ha."
And did you see, over the weekend, CNN had a medical report of a big Palm Beach County sheriff getting microchipped right on TV for his medical record, so he'll be safe.
Oh, that's so sick. How can you not see through it, police and military? Good Lord. I mean,
Operation
how much
Vampire
sicker
Killer.
Does it have to get?
Operation Vampire Killer. Just look it up.
God bless you, my friend. Yeah. Zach McClam. Oh, my goodness. Let's jam in one more. Who's up next here? Kyle in Ohio, or Iowa, excuse me. Hello, sir.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you for taking my call, and thank you for waking me up. I was an ex-neocon follower, if you will. My question for you is this, and I got my own take on it, but I wanted your take, is how do you think the New World Order is going to rectify a cashless society and the drug war?
When we get back, let me explain that. Stay there. And then I'm going to play the clip off WNBC, Giuliani confronted in New York fundraiser by Infowars.com, Frontline Info Commandos. And then we'll get into all the other news. Stay with me, everybody, as I try to catch my breath and as I try to control myself this break and not do celebrations all over the office.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
The enemy can win is if they are able to remain hidden from us. It is our task to tear away the veils and to reveal the enemy in all their towers, in all their fortresses, in all their high places. We are an unstoppable force with God's aid. If we only illuminate our enemies so that they can be brought down. All right, to answer the question of the caller from Iowa, they're going to give you a cashless society the same way they're going to give you a national ID card, which is really a unit in a North American ID card, that is a unit in the Pan-American ID system, that is a unit in the agreed-upon international standards of, what, 6.5 years ago by the United Nations in international treaty agreements and conventions, as they're called. They call the larger treaties conventions. Everybody comes and signs on to the convention. Generally, a treaty would just be between two parties. The conventions are large, multi-signatory treaties of treason. against this republic. All right. So the illegal aliens are above the law. They don't have to get the national ID. They don't have to have it to get bank accounts. They're not going to have to. They just tell you it's for them and then don't enforce it. They tell you they're going to build a fence and they say we're not going to do it after it's funded. Then they use it for control, the money they grab for something else. They actually use part of that money for surveillance inside major cities and for the war. It's just they're crooks, folks. They're hardcore crooks. They're script miners. I mean, there have been other evil elites, but a lot of them had big grand visions and ideas and generally were still tribal to the extent that they knew the power came from their tribe, and so they would try to build things up for their tribe. While getting a lot of their tribe killed, they still loved their sword, which was their people. Now, the New World Order take us like a sword and just literally beat it into pieces, crushing their enemies. And then they use the next country they grab up, the next sword, and then even if they were to beat their enemies without breaking it, they then break that sword and move on so no one can rise up behind them. I guess a good analogy in popular culture would be the Chronicles of Riddick. After they take over each planet, they destroy the surface of it and move on. That's a good way to describe the New World Order, while they run around saying, let us have world government to keep you safe for the environment, while they genetic engineer and cross-species the entire biosphere as if they're trying to kill the planet. These people are right out of the pits of hell. Literally, when I say that, I mean that. You know how industrial and how big a $700 billion a year drug trade is? You know how big over 1 million women and children being kidnapped a year by the governments of the world? You know how big that is? What it takes to cover that and screen that? And it's admitted it's there. That's who we're talking about. They haven't done all that here yet in mass because they don't have our guns yet. The minute they do, they will. You fools. And I'm talking to the police out there right now. Why do you think you watch shows like Jack Bauer and you're told to watch it? Because on those shows, your soul is literally twisted and taken from you, and you're taught in situational ethics that torture is good. You're brought over to the dark side. Your baptism of wickedness is complete. You understand that? They traffic in your souls. They don't care about Corvettes and castles. They don't even care about bimbos or jewelry. They care about ideas. They care about mindsets. They care about who you are and making sure you're not free. Because if you're free, you will resist them. You're either with them or you're with God, ladies and gentlemen. They know that. You're either with them or you're against them. You're either of the darkness or you're of the light. That's the way the universe works. You're either on either side of that dividing line, a very clear dividing line. The wicked are very unhappy. They are very bestial. They are very instinctive. All they have is the next animalistic satiation. And they always think it's got to be something greater, something worse to satiate them next. That's why their pleasure, their artwork, their hobby, when they get full control of a country, is killing tens of millions. It is the mass exercise of deviltry. My God, the news I have in front of me. They're now taking Falun Gong and injecting them with chemicals that paralyze them. And then as a soft kill weapon, they throw them back on the street to their family, who then take care of them. And they shrivel up over the next few years and die. And they're our big buddies over in China. They're the model for the world. 24 mobile execution vans in each of China's 15 largest cities. What's 24 times 15? Hundreds and hundreds of mobile execution vans killing 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Huge stadiums with people cheering as mass executions take place. And the media and the culture is very good at keeping it quiet. Just like they're very good at keeping it quiet that Miss America was booed in Mexico City over the weekend. And that the government is importing a mass of people that have been told every evil they've ever been under was caused by the United States, brought in by the very globalists that have oppressed them, to then be used like a charging bull to overthrow the republic, which is nothing more than the red sash being used to cause rage in the population. And as they tear through that red veil, the sword of the New World Order will drive through their hearts, and we together will perish. The red veil and the bull. Another analogy. Another parable. All right, I said I'd answer your question and get to all this other news and other calls. I'm running out of time here. How are they going to continue their underground drug trade, but then have a cashless society, the same way the illegal aliens don't have to have IDs and will be within the system? They'll arrest a few token ones on the news to make you think they are. It's form over substance. It's the illusion. It's the facade. It's the spell. It is the mass hypnosis. The cash, with their own documents, is going to have biometrics in it. It already does, where it can be scanned, has a reader for the number. When you pay cash, you will then pay a national sales tax, and you will swipe your card to apportion the tax under the fair tax the fake conservatives are pushing with total treachery. All right? Understand? And so they've always had it where the big foreign corporations, I mean, let me answer the question this way. Remember 6 years ago, right before 9/11, Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange, Reuters photo in an article, went and was hugging the head of the FARC communist guerrillas, presenting him with a letter from the presidency, that was already a law, saying, please invest your drug proceeds in the stock market. It is legal. And they are embracing. I mean, they don't hide it. It's on the cover of Reuters that the drug money is laundered through the banks in Wall Street. Chase Manhattan, Citibank, that basically own Mexico. And they're trying to control the rest of the area. So there's your answer. They just will launder the digits. It's only illegal at the street level. Everybody knows it's legal at the high levels. It's not even illegal. These dumb cops will raid your house looking for cocaine and heroin that the government controls. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Back when that stuff was legal at every drugstore in the country, we had a lot lower level of drug use per capita, but you can't explain that to people. Fine, believe whatever you want. And give your daughter the HPV shot and watch her die or have seizures and break out with Ebola-type symptoms as blood comes out of every orifice. By the way, Judicial Watch has put a big alert out on that over the weekend. I could have talked for 3 hours about that. There's no time. So the cashless society is only for you. And cash will still be used. It'll just be databased on the cash's movements and how you used it. And you will see a gradual phasing out of cash. The head of Visa has said by 2011 that it will be cashless. I don't believe that. But it might, because they're accelerating things so quickly. Does that answer your question, sir? He dropped. Okay, well, good. Not good that he dropped, but good I answered his question, or he hung up. Let me just play this New York piece. This is Giuliani confronted at New York fundraiser. Paul Watson has the inside scoop on this, and the fact that Giuliani's a liar. You should call WNBC, you should bombard them and the Drudge Report, everybody else, and demand, with the PrisonPlanet.com article we have, that they stop saying that he told the truth and that he never said the towers were going to collapse or that he knew they were. When we have the clip of him on ABC saying it, and we have him a few weeks ago saying it. Giuliani confronted at New York fundraiser, a radical group at a Bronx fundraiser, confronted Rudolph Giuliani on Tuesday morning, accusing him of being one of the criminals of 9/11. A radical group. Now notice they'll call terrorist radicals, which is too loose a term, too light a term. And you always wonder, why do they call terrorist radicals? You know, I mean, some Muslim group will blow up a school bus in Israel, and they'll call it a radical group or an extreme group. Because then they're now double interchanging that word semantically in an Ingsoc translation, as Orwell talked about. So now they can then use it against us but not get sued, because it'll now have its original use for anyone of a literary mind or anyone of the previous English language that it was unredacted and not pared back or changed or altered. You understand? See, so just in that line, you see the whole manipulation. The destroying of words. The general public will hear that and have a thousand. I mean, it's just, how many times have you heard them call terrorists How many times have you heard them call terrorist radical groups, you see? And then they can interchange it with groups here in the U.S., see? And then the thought is terrorist. It's all, words are literally symbols in the brain that bring up imagery. That when they do this type of deception, because they know you're not consciously looking for semantical manipulation, they literally are reaching in and lying to you. And see, that's the problem. When I read an article, that's why I'll stumble or falter or halt, because I'm having all these thoughts, all this integrated information rush by continually, and it's hard to even try to put it out there for you. Because just everything is lies. Everything is crafted. And again, you can tell when it's a mainline reporter who's just part of the general mindset, who isn't a programmer. You can tell because they'll get most of the programming right, but won't completely get it, because all they're doing is copying programming they were taught. It's by training, not by actual consciousness. Now I'm getting off into a whole other area, and I'm running out of time. Again, a radical group at a Bronx fundraiser confronted Rudolph Giuliani on Tuesday morning, accusing him of being one of the criminals of 9/11. The Republican nominee for president was outside City Island's Seashore Restaurant in the Bronx, speaking with WNBC's Adam Shapiro about his fundraising in New York. Afterward, a young woman who claimed to be the relative of a September 11th firefighter who died when the towers collapsed asked Giuliani why he alleged Lee told Peter Jennings the towers would not fall that day. By the way, she was planning, I remember hearing about this, I had to refresh my memory. She was planning to get married. She was, you know, girlfriend of the fellow whose dad died. That's why she says she's family. But it did not stop the rescue efforts of firefighters and police officers. The woman claims Giuliani knew the towers would fall and allowed rescuers to go to their deaths. She asked him, how do you sleep at night? Here is the video of InfoWars.com reporters confronting them. And the young lady, of course, is Sabrina Riviera. Here it is.
Hi, I'm a biology teacher. I met you in October 2020. Sabrina?
Sabrina?
You came from Lieutenant Robert F. Wallace.
Of course.
I have a, question for you.
Yes.
You reported to Peter Jennings that on 9/11, the World Trade, the towers were going to collapse. And, excuse me, no steel structure in history has ever collapsed due to a fire. How come the people in the buildings weren't notified? And who else knew
right.
about this? And and how do you sleep at night?
Ma'am, I didn't know that the towers were going to collapse.
He reported it.
Also,
Peter Jennings,
no, no.
You said
on
Peter Jennings on ABC
and
video,
also,
you indeed said that the towers, you were notified the towers were going to collapse while you were in some, not sure exactly where you were prior to, but you said on ABC video with Peter Jennings in an interview, that you were aware that towers were going to collapse in advance. We'd like to know who told you the towers were going to collapse in advance, sir? And also we'd like to know who else you told.
Well, the fact is that I didn't realize the towers would collapse. I never realized that.
What
I, if I can complete the sentence, if you give me the courtesy to complete the sentence, our understanding was that over a long period of time, the way other buildings collapsed, the towers could collapse, meaning over a 7, 8, 9, 10-hour period. No one that I knew of had any idea that they would implode. That was a complete surprise. Thank you.
Thank you all. Do you have any comments about World Trade Center number 7 or 26 minutes of class before it actually went down?
Would you like to
make
the World Trade Center?
Absolute dynamite. Wait till you see David Rockefeller. I mean, they've described it to me. Oh, my gosh. I just this is good to confront these people. This is really good. There is so much now I want to run through here in this final two segments. I'm sorry I can't take any more. Maybe I'll talk to Doc and a few others. We'll see if I have time. Brits could be forced to give up meat, milk to fight global warming. See, they claim that the carbon dioxide and methane footprint's too big of cows and chickens and everything else, and so they can't eat that. But, oh, don't worry, we'll have a tax on meat for you. See, it's social engineering, and, oh, we want one-child policies now. And, oh, you can't have those light bulbs. See, it sounds reasonable, but then it leads into the Chinese model, which is the globalist model. This is a Paul Watson article. Climate hysteria reaches new heights after revelation that government is considering making population switch to vegan diet. Now, I know a lot of you are for vegan lifestyle, fine. And, see, this will sell you on it. And I know the meat's got a lot of problems and a lot of problems in it, but the point is, this is control. By the way, the Houston Chronicle reported that the feds have just announced, without even having a law, that, oh, we're allowing secret experimentation on anyone that comes to a hospital now. So I could talk for 5 hours about that. This is what tyranny is, folks. They just announced, hey, we're going to tax your meat. Hey, we're going to make you only have one child or put a fine on you. Hey, we're going to do medical experiments on you and not tell you. I mean, that's mainstream news. Do you want understand what's happening? Folks, I've got literally a 6-7-inch stack here. There's no way to cover it all. I've got this. Tucker has found out with the Bilderberg Group meeting, as he believes. He's flying out today. It's going to be in the town of Silivri, about 40 miles from Istanbul. We've got just so much here. Folks, this is incredible. New York Times, email tax coming. The era of tax-free email, internet shopping, and broadband connections could end this fall. They spent $150 million last year lobbying. They said they're going to double it. If recent proposals in the U.S. Congress proceed, it says state and local governments this week resumed a push to lobby Congress for far-reaching changes on two different fronts. And that's why they're getting ready with Internet, too. And it just goes on to say, open tax on all Internet connections, DSL, cable modem, all email, shopping carts. And, of course, they want the feds to run it, the locals lobby, balderdash, cockamamie, baloney, bull. The feds are going to administer this. This is the total grid and Neil Bortz's fair tax. Oh, man. We'll be right back.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Oh, man. A lot of stations re-air the show. You can hear it 24-7 at Infowars.com. The 3 hours restreamed out or sign up for the free podcast. That first hour interview with Luke Radowski and his great team of Infowarriors was amazing. Now making national news. And wait till we get the David Rockefeller stuff and the rest of it. Oh, my God. Stay tuned for that. Alabama terror website angers activists. Associated Press Now, the only reason this made it, because the gay rights groups finally read the manuals, where it says anti-abortion groups, pro-property rights groups, Second Amendment groups, it lists people that talk about the Constitution, it says that, are terrorists. And I meant to play it today. I'll play it tomorrow. I have all this video of the police saying it. I don't just have the training manuals. There's now complete freaking out and screaming and yelling because it lists gay rights groups as terrorists. Any activist, folks, anyone, is a terrorist. That's what I keep trying to explain to everybody under Section 802 of the Patriot Act. This is Associated Press. Terror website angers activists. The Alabama Department of Homeland Security has taken down a website it operated that included gay rights and anti-war organizations and a list of groups that could include terrorists. But don't worry, they're going to keep pro-life groups in there, and they're going to keep gun rights groups in there, and they're going to keep property rights groups in there, of course. It's the new America, ladies and gentlemen. Jane Stanley, who's talked about Building 7 falling before it fell, she is got called up by a university student and confronted about it. You can hear the fear in her voice saying she can't talk about it and hanging up. New York, page 6, Rupert Murdoch's publication, tried to do a bunch of spin this weekend because Charlie Sheen's never signed a contract to do Loose Change Final Cut. The film isn't done. He'll decide when it's basically done if he wants to do the voiceover or not. And so page 6 heard us talk about that on air, basically, is what happened. And so they went and did the spin of he doesn't believe in 9/11 being an inside job. Well, other publications that wrote about their story said that. And Rosie doesn't believe it anymore, and it's all over. 9/11 truth's dead. It was a lie. You know, rumors of my decease are been greatly exaggerated, as they say. But this is how they operate. This is how they operate, and this is what they did. And it got picked up everywhere, so Charlie Sheen put a statement out. I called him yesterday, and he sent me an email statement and saying that he knows it's 9/11 needs to be investigated, and he's never changed one iota, and this is all just made up. And then he's going to see Loose Change when it's done in a few months. Some parties are rushing to get Loose Change out now. I think we ought to wait and let them do it right, so we then can't have Charlie and folks involved. But I'm just an executive producer. I don't call all the shots, and so whatever happens, happens. But it's going to be a good film. Know that, and you're going to get to see it. If you want to get Terror Storm, Loose Change, Second Edition, all that stuff's on Infowars.com. Don't forget to support us. Don't forget to go to Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to visit Infowars.com and get America, Freedom to Fascism, the other books and videos we carry at huge discounts. You can get my films as low as $5.95 a piece when you get them in mass. When you get three or four of them, we've got some discounts where they're as low as $5.95. A lot of them at half price for $9.95. My three police state films at 45% off or $34.95 on DVD. Infowars.com, folks. Join us in the info war. Not just supporting us when you buy them from us, but also when you get them and make copies. And know that we're waging a war for the hearts and minds of the people, not just of the United States, but worldwide. And we're all brothers and sisters together, no matter our race, color, or creed, in the fight against the dehumanizers, a subset of our own species who are breeding us and controlling us like cattle. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Incredible ongoing reports at Infowars.net, at JonesReport.com, at PrisonPlanet.com, at Infowars, at all of them. Go there. Get the reports we just put out about Giuliani caught red-handed in a lie. Get them and get it out to everybody. And know that we can win. We can bring down the dictatorship. We can defend the republic.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.